This is Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Over 400 migrants arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa on Thursday after having been rescued by the Italian Navy in a series of rescue operations. They include 83 minors and at least 10 newborn babies. The migrants come largely from Eritrea, Nigeria, Syria, Tunisia, Ethiopia and Mali. The Italian Rescue Corps of the Order of Malta is present on the island with its medical skills and means to assist in receiving and lending care to those who arrive, often in fragile health and psychological conditions. Vatican Radio's Francesca Sabatinelli was in Lampedusa to report on the situation. She spoke to Albrecht von Boeselager, Grand Hospitaller of the Order of Malta, about the work of the men and women of the Order of Malta who are currently working on the island.
We try throughout our history and try today to be flexible in responding to actual needs. And Lampedusa is quite like a fair for the needs of the migrants, because the eyes of the world are watching what's happening in Lampedusa and on the sea around Lampedusa. So we hope that with our medical help we provide on the ships of the Coast Guards and the Marine, we also can show that these people arriving from Africa are human beings like we are, with the same needs, after having had a very terrible time leaving their home countries and arriving to the coast. Many of them have been very much traumatized, so they really need help. And we are really happy that we can help them and also show that's something which has to be done and is worth being done.
You speak of the many people who arrive from Africa. We know that amongst them, many are from Mali and Burkina Faso, Central Africa, regions in which the Sovereign Order of Malta is extremely present.
Yes, we have been active over many years, mainly through our French associations in these countries. So we have contact there, we have experience there. And when the crisis, not started because it started a long time ago, but has peaked, we were present and extended our projects and especially established a program to transport ill people to hospitals. And we know the situation in these countries, and I cannot hide that I have an understanding for families who decide to leave this area because they don't see any chance for their future.
The Order of Malta is also deeply involved and committed to bringing assistance to those fleeing from Syria.
Yes, that's, I think, one of the biggest tragedies of our time. It's terrible to see that it needs only a very short period to destroy an entire society which has a culture of more than 1,000 years, which had the capacity to live together as Muslim and Christians, even if the Christians were not citizens with the same rights, but they were tolerated and were able to live their faith. And now all this history, all this culture, all this know-how to live together has been destroyed in a few months. And that's a real tragedy, beside all the losses of human lives and loss of opportunities. And it's unimaginable. You know, there are so many consequences. Children lose years in school. Young people don't learn to work. So it's an entire destruction of society.
Turning back to Lampedusa and, of course, to Europe, we call these people clandestines, refugees, illegal immigrants. You say you reject this kind of language.
Yeah, especially I refuse to use the term illegal, because a person cannot be illegal. A person is created by God, is loved by God as we are. So nobody is illegal on earth. He can have, or he can be illegally be in a country, so not have a legal status in a country, but he can never be an illegal person. And we have to be very cautious. The use of terms and words is very powerful. And so we have to be careful to use the right terms and to treat people with the dignity they have.
You highlight the importance of recognizing the dignity of these people. But in a time in which Europe seems to be closing its borders more and more, it also seems there is no real will to receive them. Why?
I think there are understandable reasons, and there are reasons which are not acceptable. I think there are understandable reasons because there are people coming with a different cultural background, with another color of skin. So many people who have not traveled, have been in their hometown, are afraid of these people they don't understand. They cannot read their body language. They are told terrible stories about crimes and so on. So there's a natural fear. So far it's understandable that people are hesitant. But then we have to help them and not to dwell on these fears, to create fears and rejection which is not justified. And I think that's what we have to do, is to help people, to receive people, to be a hospital, to tell them they are looking for a normal life as you do. They are people as we are. So they have no other aims in life. They want to be loved. They want to be accepted. And then these people behave like we behave.